under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize for adding in late Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Trucker Randy.
Yes, all kinds of technical problems happening in the studio. Little gremlins are getting me this morning, but needless to say, right after I wrap up the show at noon, we'll be heading over. I hope to get there about 1 o'clock. Court isn't going to start, you said, until 1:30 today?
It was the eclipse, man. It was the eclipse.
It had to be something messing with my equipment for dang sure, absolutely.
So the clerk has allowed us to come over a little bit early. So approximately 1:30, we're going to go over to the courthouse. Technically, it does start at 2 o'clock, but again, the clerk has allowed for a little bit extra time in case either attorney needs it.
Got it. Now, one thing, you've got the doors opening up at 11. You've got somewhat of a special luncheon for people to come and be participating in. You have your attorney, David Delaney, there as well. Explain that whole thing. What's happening today there at the Iron Pig?
So we're just kind of doing what we're kind of calling a brisket for the brisket buffet. So everything on the buffet is brisket based. I think $10.95 gets all you can eat. I mean, we're basically giving away the brisket today. And part of what we're going to do, hopefully, is have a quick discussion moderated by a friend of mine and my podcast mate, Drew Spanding, and our attorney, Dave Delaney. We were planning on having a little bit more time, but again, the clerk has allowed us to come over early because they do have a pretty packed docket today.
Now, that process of being busy with other cases, does your attorney feel that this is going to be a rushed argument in the courtroom?
No. You know, the nice thing about this is this judge is familiar with our case. He ruled in our favor back in 2022, overturning the $5,000 fine from the health department. I mean, it was the state health department, but it was also some of the local statutes that were used to bring about that temporary restraining order, the cease and desist, and then consequently the $5,000 fine, plus all the other stuff from the Liquor Commission and everything, was all based on a couple of these statutes that we're presenting Judge Hunter with today, asking him to look at them and whether or not they passed the constitutional muster that he also knocked down the previous 2253, which is the state statute. So it's going to be interesting. This is merely the oral argument phase of it, right? So we have briefed in the last couple of months back and forth, briefs and then reply briefs. So he's very familiar with this entire case. We try to keep him abreast of the other cases that are adjacent to our case as well. So I don't believe that he will rule from the bench today. In fact, I probably would prefer that he didn't, because he's a very thoughtful jurist, and I look forward to how he is going to rule. And he's got to follow basically his own ruling from 2022. So it should be a W for us, but we expect the health department will probably appeal.
And again, these are just oral arguments, it's not actually a complete bench trial. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And again, he could today rule from the bench and say 2453, which is the local statute, among the other ones, are unconstitutional and cite basically exactly what he did from his brief back in 2022. Again, I don't expect him to do that. And again, I would prefer that he didn't, just because these are some weighty issues. These are very, very important issues, and they are for public health, and public health does have, you know, a role to play.
Absolutely. We're going to get into all of that exactly right after the break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my...
Hey everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. And I want to pick up, Ian, right where we left off, the potential ramifications of this case and what's going to be decided by Judge Hunter, and like you say, probably will be appealed by the other side. But why are they fighting you so much on the defense of this particular filing as to what you're asking Judge Hunter to rule on? Why is it so critical for this particular lawsuit, focusing on the things you're focusing in on? Why are they fighting you so hard?
Well, I would say from the beginning, it's really about power. And that's basically how our brief that we presented starts out. I mean, this is all about power, and we saw that before. I mean, we're 4 years out from the initial start of the pandemic, and the executive orders, you know, that were an overreach, those were laws that were passed to handle riots back in the 60s. The governor turned to those to curb, you know, flatten the curve, put people at home, take them away from their jobs, all the things we already know of. And then when those were found unconstitutional as an overreach, because simply the terms reasonable and necessary were did not pass constitutional muster. Reasonable and necessary is what they used to justify all of the executive orders. So then when the Supreme Court turned those down in 2020, they turned to the Public Health Code of 1978 and MCL 3-3.2253, which is now unconstitutional as well. It's still on the books. And it's still being adjudicated, hopefully before Michigan Supreme Court, before the year is out, with T&V Associates versus Elizabeth Hertel. So what we're also now doing is we're going and taking down the local power that a health officer, not even a health director, but an unelected employee of a local health department. So here in our health district of four counties, a health officer can deem your house, my business, any given place or person a health hazard. Themselves, they don't need anybody else's permission to do it. So they can usurp basically your due process by simply stating that you have a communicable disease or whatever expected to cause death and disease. A reasonable condition, actually, is the technical language in some of that. That's what we're looking to do, is to curb this power that they have to come in and basically arrest you in your home, take you, test you, do all kinds of things, require counseling, it even says in some of these statutes, and then you get your due process after the fact. So we've seen what they've done in 2020 through 2022, roughly, with what they did and how people easily complied. So Judge Hunter ruled in our favor in 2022, saying that 2253, the state statute, didn't pass constitutional muster because the legislature delegated too much power to the executive branch. And that's what we're asking Hunter to look at, these local statutes saying the exact same thing, just like at the state level, that unelected bureaucrat, while they might have all of the pertinent doctoral degrees and everything that that position requires, it is still unelected, and we cannot hold unelected people accountable in the way that James Madison and our founding fathers intended, as we have seen here in our health district with Lisa Peacock, and as we have obviously seen as it has now been brought into our case in Ottawa County with Health Director Hambly and the issues that they've gone through with the Ottawa impact and the changeover and some of those things. It's very interesting that the health department's attorney has brought in the Ottawa impact of the Ottawa County case into this thing now.
That's interesting because I have a news story I'll be covering in the third hour talking about the former county administrator who they fired. He's now suing Ottawa County.
Yeah, is that Gibbs?
Yeah, yes. So, no, Gibbs was the replacement that the Ottawa folks put in place. It's his predecessor. And I'm going to be talking about that story. But it's interesting. Why would they bring the Ottawa case and that health department case into your case?
Well, so what they're attempting to argue is that the judge shouldn't even be hearing this case because it's moot. And the reason why it's moot, basically mootness means that, you know, there's no standing and it shouldn't be even be heard. And the reasoning was because the pandemic orders, the emergency orders, have all been rescinded. Therefore, there is no justification to bring this action. And that was the ruling in the Ottawa County case. But after that, came T&B Associates, which they were out of business when they filed. And they tried to make that same argument, and it actually won in their first court of claims appearance. Then they appealed to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals overturned that ruling, publishing another unconstitutional ruling, which bolstered Judge Hunter's ruling for us, also saying that it's unconstitutional and that it was not moot simply because the business was out of business, made no difference. The power, again, back to the power still remained with the health department, and that was the case of controversy, was that they had this power. While they rescinded it, they still retain this power, and that's why we're seeing them fight us still here today on the local level, because the local directors and health officers want the power to come in and take you away and test you and give you counseling and usurp your due process.
And potentially shut your business down.
Shut your business down, quarantine your home, quarantine your school, anything that they reasonably believe or expect to cause death and disease. That is the language in these statutes. It's incredibly ambiguous, and all we're asking for is a judge to say, listen, there needs to be a better test than a health officer reasonably believes.
Absolutely. And with this power, like you say, God only knows what's on the horizon with regards to these viruses and pandemics and potential justification in their minds, where many of us said, you know, COVID's no big thing. We're going to have our natural immunities to it built up. We're going to get sick with it. We are going to have our own immunity system take care of it. We don't need the vaccinations. We don't need the masks. We don't need you telling us what to do. But that's basically what they did.
Yeah, and the other thing that I want to remind everybody that's listening to is that I'm not trying to remove any safeguards for any public health. It's important to remember the Emergency Management Act is still in place. And what makes that constitutional versus all of these other laws that are now being stricken down is that the legislature is required after 28 days to hear arguments from the executive branch on why another 28-day moratorium or mandate or whatever happens to be in place by the health director, which is the executive branch, that is the check to the and balance that the founding fathers intended. They have to go back to the elected officials, and the elected officials can be held accountable if they say, okay, Whitmer, you get another 28 days, or Liz Hertel or Lisa Peacock or Hambly, whoever it happens to be. Because the EMA has local – when they shut down roads for winter storm warnings, that's sure. The Emergency Management Act in play. When the sheriff comes out or the road commission comes out and says, stay off the roadways, it's unsafe, you can get a ticket if you're out during a snowstorm. That is the Emergency Management Act at play. It is still there. It can still be used in the time of a public health emergency.
Now, in this process of what we hear today, again, these are oral arguments, not actually what would be considered necessarily a full-blown bench trial. However, he could rule, depending on, you know, how fed up he is with these briefs that have been going back and forth. He could, but probably won't. I'm sure he'll come out with his opinion later. But this is going to be appeal. Explain the process. I got a couple of text messages. What happens if he prevails with Judge Hunter? Where will this go from there?
So and it's a great question. So in the other attorney, I believe his name is James Cross. I don't know this fella. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. He has already signaled that they do have an uphill battle. So I think they intend that they think or know that they're going to lose. Court of Appeals comes next. So they would file to appeal out of the 46th Circuit with Judge Hunter to the Court of Appeals. And then they would put forth some arguments depending on exactly what Judge Hunter rules. I would have to imagine, again, it's exactly would be how he ruled in 2020, saying it's a non-delegation violation. The legislature, while well-meaning, gave too much law-writing power and these health statutes to the executive branch, a la the health department. So they will appeal that to the Court of Appeals, and they will make arguments saying why Judge Hunter was wrong. That and then that case would proceed from there in the Court of Appeals.
Well, on the basis, like you say, and you said it very eloquently, how Judge Hunter misruled. They actually have not to overturn his decision, but they actually have to point out and win in oral argument where he went wrong, where he violated the Constitution, he violated state statutes, his opinion was wrongly written. That's what they have to try to appeal. And the court then has to rule on those arguments, whether, not what he decided, but how he decided. Isn't that an accurate statement?
It is. And they do have an uphill battle, because I'm going to tell you, besides the incorrect mootness argument they're trying to make, they're also trying to say that non-delegation violations basically don't exist. So separation of powers doesn't exist at the local level is an argument that they're putting forth in today's hearing, which I'm fascinated to learn exactly how they think that that doesn't work. You can't have a sheriff making the speed limit whatever he wants in Otsego County. That's just not how it works.
Right. And that's basically what the health department's been trying to do to you and many other businesses.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And that's what we want to do, is take away that power.
All right. Well, I plan on getting there to take advantage of this fantastic lunch buffet that he's offered to everybody. You can join us 11 o'clock. I believe that gets started. And then we'll be heading over to the courthouse at 1:30 to get early seating. But come and have a great lunch. Hear from his attorney, David Delaney. And we'll get into more of the details, I'm sure, there prior to going over to the court. But something that we can show support. Come have lunch at the Iron Pig today. It's a cheap date. You get some brisket for $10.95. You're giving it away, basically.
We're giving it away. That's right.
God bless you. Well, I'm going to take advantage of that giveaway because I love the brisket, and I'm going to have some coleslaw with it. So that's what I'm looking to do at 1 o'clock. Again, join us. The doors open at 11 for this special luncheon. And then if you can, stay around, stick around, be able to go across the street at 1:30 and participate in the courtroom. So we've been looking forward to this day for quite some time, and hopefully it'll be very interesting to hear the arguments in person.
It should be, and it will also be broadcast. Judge Colin Hunter does have a YouTube channel as well. He did give us permission, a media request, to record audio and video in there as well. So we will be recording our little town hall that we're having with our attorney beforehand as well. So there will be plenty of coverage on this as well. And one thing we didn't get a chance to talk about is the incorrect Herald Times article that I forced them to write a retraction on over the weekend. Their quote unquote newsman, who is a former Chinese media paid reporter, if you will, has been falsely reporting and now attempting to defame me. He's going to be in court today, so that should be pretty interesting.
Oh, I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Wilitzin is his name.
Okay, you make
more
sure.
More to come on that, my friend.
Yes, you point him out to me in the courtroom, and I want to go up and give him a Trucker Randy handshake.
There you go.
So, yeah, man, that's going to be great. Well, good stuff. Come join us at the Pig. Doors open at 11 for this special luncheon buffet. And then we're going to be heading over to the courthouse at 1:30 and hearing arguments in this case starting at 2 o'clock. So, Ian, we appreciate you for this great opportunity and opening this up to the public.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to say thank you to all your listeners. I mean, every time they come in, Trucker Randy sent me is what I always hear. So, you know, thank you so much for the support, you guys.
Greatly appreciate you, brother. We'll see you this afternoon.
Got it.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.